This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws, and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities, and building foundations for research and development and manufacturing, among others. The Home Minister said India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants, and it has been a century even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. The Cooperation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned that in a few months a very large cooperative taxi service will be started, in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaws and four-wheelers will be possible, and the profit will go directly to the driver. The Ministry of Defence today signed a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the NAG missile systems, NAMIS, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicles. The Ministry, in a statement, said the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance indigenization and national defence equipment manufacturing capabilities. It said these projects have immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. The contracts under the Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. President of the Republic of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, will be on a 5-day state visit to India, starting on 1st of April. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, senior officials, business associations, media, and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This will be President Boric's first visit to India as president. During the visit, the president will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 1st of April, covering the entire gamut of India-Chile relations. The Prime Minister will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary. President Boric will meet President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. He will also visit Agra, Mumbai and Bengaluru before returning to Chile on the 5th of April. In Mumbai and Bengaluru, he will meet the political leadership, business and industry representatives, startups, innovators and tech leaders. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents shot and killed 6 people from Punjab province after forcing them off a passenger bus in Gwadar district. Senior Superintendent of Police Hafiz Baloch said the attack occurred late last night when armed men stopped a Karachi-bound bus near the Kalmath area on the Ormara Highway. The attackers also kidnapped 3 others. No group has claimed responsibility, but ethnic Baloch militants have previously targeted people from Punjab. In wrestling, Olympian Ritika Huda stormed into the women's 76-kilogram final at the Asian Championship at Amman, Jordan today. The 22-year-old, India's first under-23 world champion, dominated Korea's Seo Yoon Jong and Japan's Nozoku Yamamoto on her way to gold medal bout. She will take on 2-time Asian champion Eperi Medetkizi of Kyrgyzstan in the final. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad, a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.